Washington voters turned out in droves when marijuana was on the ballot, but that's not always the case. Take this week. More than 70% of registered voters in Seattle did not vote in Tuesday's primary. And that doesn't even include everyone who's qualified to vote but never even registered. Michael Alvarez studies how to make voting easier and more convenient. He's professor of political science at Caltech, which is the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. Michael Alvarez says Washington's vote-by-mail system has upsides and downsides.
Well, the advantages are certainly, from a voter's perspective, it's easy. It's easy to get that ballot in the mail. It's easy to fill it out in the comfort of your home, and it's easy to return it. Election officials like voting by mail, too, because it simplifies the process considerably for them and also reduces their costs. They don't have to find all those polling places and recruit thousands and tens of thousands of poll workers on election day. The downside to it is that, of course, things get lost in the mail, and so voters need to be very careful to make sure they get their ballot on time and to mail it back on time, and if they have the opportunity to check to see if it's been received, they should do that. But they should also pay very close attention to making sure they're marking their ballot correctly, because one of the things we're seeing is that with the increasing prevalence of voting by mail in many places, voters are increasingly making mistakes that aren't being captured by technologies that are in polling places where you can check your ballot for errors.
You know, we get a voter's guide for every election here in Washington State. There seems to be a lot of information for people who have an interest in finding out about elections. What else needs to be done?
Well, to be honest, I live in a state, too, California, where we get those books in the mail. And I think at this point in time, what we really need to start working on is getting that information out to voters, in particular younger voters, in modes and methods that really make sense to them. Getting that sort of small size telephone book in the mail for many people, in particular younger voters, is just not a great way to send out information. And so I think that what we need to do is start figuring out, innovative ways to develop apps, for example, that voters can use to be informed about issues, or other types of tools. Like in Europe, they use what are called voter advice applications, where voters go to websites, punch in a few responses to a few questions about issues, and they get back some advice about which parties or candidates they should vote for. So I think the future is going to be figuring out ways to make the process of becoming informed more interesting and more interactive and engaging.
Sounds like a dating website. I like this and this. And that matches me with this candidate who likes the same things as I do.
They have that kind of look and feel. They're a little more static than that. You go in and punch a few. They ask you a few questions about what issues you care about and where you stand on those issues. And again, they give you advice about which candidates you might prefer or might think about voting for. So it is a matching process, which is very similar to those types of websites.
There are periodic discussions of voting online, maybe even voting with our cell phones, and you've been studying this since 1998. What are the chances?
I think that's still often the future ways. We're still at a place where there are many concerns about not just voting online, but also just all forms of e-commerce. I mean, we hear just about every day about another commercial website that gets hacked or credit cards that get stolen. And I think as long as those concerns continue, and until we get to a place where there's a much stronger degree of security online, that the prospect of voting online for most citizens is probably sometime off in the future.
Michael Alvarez, if what you dream of came true and voter turnout was universal and everyone who could vote did vote, would we have better government?
I think that is the goal in terms of defining better government as a government that best represents all of its citizens. And I think as long as we're in a place where we're far from that ideal, I think the question always arises that are representatives necessarily reflecting the preferences and opinions of all the citizens throughout the state or the country? And I think right now we're far from that goal.
Michael Alvarez is a professor of political science at Caltech in Pasadena. He studies ways to make voting easier and more convenient. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.